A pawpaw couple has returned to Michigan after spending 3 months in Kenya, where they served as election monitors. Joe and Kathy Osman volunteered for the African Great Lakes Initiative to observe elections in the African nation. Joe Osman says it was significant that elections were held peacefully and there was an open transition of power between administrations. But he says there were some systemic problems that may not bode well for future elections in Kenya.
It's also true that the candidates that were elected are somewhat problematic for president and deputy president in that they both are under indictment by the International Criminal Court for allegedly inciting violence and paying for violence after the last election.
I spoke with Joe and Kathy Osman earlier this week. Explain to people what you were doing in Kenya. How does election monitoring work?
Well, we were official observers, and because we were from the U.S., we were considered international observers, which meant we had badges and authorization from the Electoral Commission to be in the polling station and watching what was going on. We had the authority to speak with the presiding officer there if we saw irregularities and bring those to that person's attention. We could not interact in any way or influence voters, and we had to be strictly nonpartisan. But we got to watch everything that went on, the voting process as well as the counting of the votes at that polling station at the end of the day.
What would be a red flag that you might look for if you're an election observer that might tell you that something was not being done on the up and up?
We were trained in the whole election process and the way it should go. One of the things that we did observe that we mentioned was that every political party is entitled to have an agent in the polling place as well. And but they are there strictly to observe and to make sure that, their party and their candidates are treated fairly. We saw some instances of agents speaking directly to voters, which is not permitted. And so we called that to the attention of the presiding officer, and he spoke to the agents, and it was corrected. Other problems that some of the observers noticed, in one case, a clerk handing out multiple ballots to an individual, which is, of course, strictly forbidden and very much an irregularity. And that was called to the attention and stopped. Other things would be like making sure that the voters are properly identified, making sure that their fingers are inked after they vote to prevent them from coming back and so on.
Now, Mr. Kenyatta won a very close election, but there was no runoff required. And you were supposed to stay long enough in case you had to be there for a runoff, correct?
Right. There was no runoff. The second place candidate did appeal to the Supreme Court because he felt there were significant irregularities. The Supreme Court found in Mr. Kenyatta's favor, and so the losing candidate said, well, so be it. I'll abide by the court's decision, which was certainly positive. The organization that we were working through, the African Great Lakes Initiative, decided to give us an additional assignment for our last few weeks and sent us up to an area called Mount Elgon, which is a pretty marginalized area. And 5 years ago, there had been a great deal of violence, not only associated with the election, but with a lot of land and tribal issues. And so AGLI, our organization, had invested a lot of time and effort in doing peace building and trauma healing and educational activities. And so we were sent up there to interview people and do an assessment of their work.
And what did you find up there?
It was a very profound part of our experience there, to be out in a really rural area of significant poverty. People who even said, we're not part of Kenya. Nobody treats us like we're part of Kenya. So any doubt that we were seeing the real Kenya was quickly dispelled. It was quite an experience. And we heard about a lot of stories of both personal trauma and damage that had been done to the culture and the community through the ethnic violence that had been their pattern for so long. But the encouraging thing we found was that the programs that had been done there, without exception, people felt had had a positive effect. And those were primarily some trauma healing workshops and also civic and voter education to prepare people to participate in the election. They were very proud that it was the first time ever in their history they'd had a peaceful election, an orderly process.
Kathy Osman of Pawpaw, we also heard from her husband, Joe. The Osmans spent 3 months in Kenya earlier this year, volunteering as election observers with the African Great Lakes Initiative. The head of that group, David Zaremka, will be in Kalamazoo on Monday to speak about Kenyan elections. Details of his visit can be found at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.